Beginning a private music school is a transformative blend of passion and entrepreneurship, benefiting both you and your community. But before you embark on this exciting new journey, let's explore both the benefits and the challenges you'll face when you start a new music school. Then let's share tips to ensure that your new music school will attract new music students, successfully nurture musical talents, foster unity, and provide a platform for artistic education. The benefits of starting a private music school. Starting a private music school can be a rewarding venture that allows you to share your passion for music and offers a range of benefits for you and your community. From nurturing musical talent to fostering a sense of community, let's list the benefits of starting a new music school in your community. Cultivating musical talent. One of the most significant benefits of starting a private music school is the opportunity to nurture and cultivate musical talent. You can help music students unlock their undiscovered potential and develop their skills in a supportive environment by providing structured lessons and guidance. Personal fulfillment. Watching your students progress and become better musicians can be incredibly fulfilling. As a music educator, the sense of accomplishment and pride in your students' achievements can bring a deep level of personal satisfaction. Financial potential. A well-run private music school can be financially rewarding. If you become skilled at marketing your music lessons, you can earn a steady income stream, allowing you to sustain and grow your business over time. Flexibility in teaching. Starting your own music school allows you to design and implement your teaching methods and curriculum. This flexibility allows you to tailor your approach to the needs and preferences of your students. Creative expression and innovation. Running a private music school encourages you to think creatively and innovate in your teaching methods. You can experiment with new ways of engaging students, integrating technology, and exploring diverse musical genres. Long-term impact. By establishing a private music school, you leave a lasting impact on the lives of your students. Your teachings and guidance will stay with them throughout their musical journeys, potentially influencing their careers and personal growth. Legacy and reputation building. A successful private music school can become a cornerstone of your professional legacy. It enhances your reputation within the music community and positions you as an expert in music education. The challenges of starting a private music school. Starting a private music school can be rewarding, but it's essential to be aware of the challenges that come with it. Unfortunately, all small business startups have a high failure rate. According to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, around 20% of new businesses do not survive the first 2 years of operation, 45% don't make it past the first 5 years, and 65% close down within the initial 10 years. Only a quarter of new businesses manage to reach 15 years or more. From financial considerations to competition in the industry, let's explore the potential hurdles you might face when starting a music school. Financial investment and sustainability. Starting a private music school requires a significant initial financial investment. Costs include renting or setting up a suitable facility, purchasing instruments and equipment, and covering administrative expenses. Maintaining a positive cash flow and ensuring the school's long-term sustainability can be daunting, especially in the early stages, when upfront capital is high and revenue is low. Competition and market saturation. Music lessons can be competitive, with many established music schools already catering to the needs of students. Standing out in a crowded market and differentiating your music lessons from the competition can be a real challenge. Enrollment and seasonality. Maintaining a consistent student enrollment can be a struggle, particularly during off-peak seasons. School breaks and holidays can reduce attendance, affecting your revenue and overall business stability. Quality control and reputation management. Ensuring consistent teaching standards and delivering high-quality music education is essential for the success of your music school. Addressing any negative feedback and continuously improving your offerings can be demanding, especially when reputation management is crucial in the age of online reviews. Regulatory and administrative hurdles. Starting and operating a music school involves navigating various regulatory requirements and administrative tasks. This includes obtaining the necessary licenses and permits, adhering to education standards, and managing administrative responsibilities, such as billing and scheduling. Balancing teaching and business management. As the founder of a private music school, you'll wear many hats: educator, administrator, marketer, and more. Balancing the demands of teaching with the responsibilities of managing a business can be overwhelming and challenging to navigate effectively. Economic factors and disposable income. The financial constraints of potential students can impact their ability to enroll in music classes. Economic downturns or changes in disposable income levels can directly influence your enrollment numbers and revenue. Student retention and engagement. Retaining and keeping students engaged in their musical journey can be a constant challenge. Developing strategies to ensure long-term commitment and progress is essential for the success of your music school. Keeping students is just as important, if not more important, than getting new students. Employing other teachers. To grow the music school, hiring more teachers will be essential. Nevertheless, overseeing these additional teachers can present a considerable challenge. It's not simple to find reliable and qualified music instructors, and the profit that you'll be able to collect on the lessons they teach might be quite low. Innovating and adapting. The music education landscape continually evolves with teaching methods and technology advancements. Staying updated and incorporating innovative teaching techniques requires continuous learning and adaptation. Work-life balance is tough. Running a private music school requires significant time commitment. If you have kids, you might face a challenge because the time when most students want to take music lessons is right after school ends, which can take you away from your own children. Tips to ensure your private music school is successful. Launching and running a private music school can be rewarding and allow you to share your passion for music while building a thriving business. However, success in this competitive field requires careful planning, dedication, and a strategic approach. These tips will help you create a successful and sustainable music education venture. Craft a business plan. A business doesn't need to be formal or complicated. It should outline your music school's mission, target audience, unique selling points, curriculum, pricing strategy, and marketing plan. A clear plan will guide your efforts and help you think through challenges before they occur. Choose the right location. The location of your music school can significantly impact its success. Opt for a convenient and accessible location that is easily reachable for your target audience. Consider factors such as foot traffic, proximity to schools, and the overall atmosphere of the area. Curate a diverse and engaging curriculum. Offer a curriculum that caters to various musical interests and skill levels. Include a mix of classical and contemporary genres, group lessons, individual instruction, and workshops. The diversity of your offerings will attract a broader audience and keep students engaged. Hire qualified and passionate instructors. Instructors are the backbone of a music school. Seek out qualified and passionate music teachers who excel in their musical abilities and have a knack for teaching. Their enthusiasm will inspire students and contribute to a positive learning environment. Create a welcoming learning environment. Design your school's space to be inviting and conducive to learning. Have well-equipped practice rooms, comfortable waiting areas for parents, and an aesthetically pleasing ambience. Consider that parents might require a space to assist their other children with homework while waiting for the child who is taking lessons. A welcoming atmosphere enhances the overall experience and encourages students to return. Utilize effective marketing strategies. Develop a robust online presence through a user-friendly website and active social media profiles. Highlight student achievements, testimonials, and upcoming events. Engage in local community events, offer free workshops, and collaborate with other businesses to increase visibility. Offer trial classes and open houses. Provide prospective students with the opportunity to experience your teaching style and facilities through free trial lessons and open house events. This firsthand experience can help them make informed decisions and help your school get new music students. Consider offering online music lessons. The period from 2020 to 2021 saw a significant rise in the popularity of online music lessons conducted via platforms like Zoom, Skype, or other virtual meeting software. These lessons gained traction primarily due to their convenience, appealing to both parents and students. A potential strategy to consider involves promoting online music lessons to students residing in different time zones. This can help fill the non-peak hours in your own time zone and optimize your teaching schedule. Build relationships with parents. Parents play a crucial role in a student's music education journey. Communicate regularly with parents, providing updates on progress, performance opportunities, and schedule changes. Building a solid parent-teacher relationship boosts student retention. Encourage student performances. Organize regular recitals, concerts, and showcases where students can demonstrate their progress. These performances boost confidence, provide goals for students to work toward, and showcase your school's commitment to fostering talent. Additionally, parents love to share their children's recital experiences on social media, which can help you advertise your music school to new students. Continuously improve and adapt. Stay attuned to industry trends, teaching methods, and student preferences. Regularly update your curriculum and teaching techniques to ensure that your school remains relevant and appealing to the ever-evolving needs of your students. Monitor financial health. Keep a close eye on your school's financial health. Monitor expenses, revenue, and profit margins to ensure that your music school remains financially viable. Regular financial assessments will help you make informed decisions and plan for growth. Seek feedback and evolve. Regularly seek feedback from students, parents, and instructors. Listen to their suggestions and concerns, and use this feedback to enhance the quality of your services. An adaptable approach demonstrates your commitment to continuous improvement. Conclusion. Hopefully, this article helped you consider the benefits, challenges, and strategies of starting a music teaching studio. If you decide it's too daunting, consider going smaller. You don't have to open a physical music school to teach music. Teaching online or providing lessons at students' homes could be a more suitable alternative. Maintaining a more compact music teaching venture might grant you additional time and satisfaction compared to the complexities of operating a physical music school.